Belinda presents this unabridged recording of The Treasure Map, Museum Kittens, Book 4, written by Holly Webb and read by Roslyn Odes.
Look, there's a dragon!
Tasha mewed excitedly, her tabby tail bushing out as she stared up at the floating clouds.
I can see its wings. Oh, and there's smoke coming out of its nostrils.
Bianca, Tasha's white-furred sister, rolled onto her back and opened one eye to peer at the sky.
You really do have the most incredible imagination. It's a cloud. I can see a dragon, Peter said, looking hopefully at Tasha.
He wasn't quite sure that he could, but he loved Tasha's stories. He was warming his black fur in a lovely patch of sun, and he quite fancied hearing about a dragon. The kittens had been sent up to the roof of the museum by their mother to shoo away any pigeons that thought it was a good place to build their nests. The museum cat's main job was to protect the precious treasures from rats and mice, but pigeons were a problem too. They were messy. They dropped feathers everywhere, and they had a nasty habit of dropping other things too, sometimes on visitors. Grandpa Ivan, who had been guarding the museum for longer than anyone could remember, said that pigeons were just rats with wings. He also said that squirrels were just rats in fancy coats. Luckily, the kittens hadn't spotted so much as a stray feather up on the roof. Nothing but warm roof tiles and sunny patches, perfect for an afternoon doze. Boris yawned and stretched in the sun. Then he sat up and eyed the racing clouds too.
That's not a dragon!
He scrambled to his feet, the tip of his tail twitching with excitement.
That's a sailing ship! You're worse than she is, Bianca muttered,
wriggling a little to move her ears out of the sun. They were a very delicate pink and burned if she wasn't careful.
It's a cloud and nothing else. Oh, Bianca, Tasha said sadly, staring at her sister. Can't you see anything? Clouds.
Shh, you two,
Boris demanded.
This is important.
Both his sisters turned and glared at him. But Boris was so fascinated by the shapes in the sky that he didn't even notice. He was standing on the very ridge of the roof now, the wind ruffling his stripy ginger fur and blowing back his whiskers.
Oh, look at that ship go! Where do you think it's sailing to?
Bianca, Tasha and Peter exchanged glances and then sighed. Boris was usually rather lazy, but every so often he would get very excited about something. Most of the time it was food. When the museum cafe had brought out a prawn sandwich special, Boris had moved out of their cellar home and set up camp outside the cafe's back door.